This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Hall of Fame pitcher Pedro Martinez is back at Fenway Park for this weekend series between the Red Sox and Yankees. He is busy in retirement, but not too busy to reminisce about his days in a Sox uniform. WBUR's sports and society reporter Shira Springer spoke with Martinez just a short time ago.
So we're sitting here in the Red Sox dugout at Fenway Park, and you know, batting practice is about to start. And I'm wondering, Pedro, do you ever get a little bit nostalgic, or even more than that, do you think about getting back out there on the field?
You know what? I don't feel nostalgic. I actually feel good because I get the opportunity to relive the moments and actually go back in time and memories and stuff like that. And this is where I felt the most comfortable ever. This is our comfort zone, being in the field, seeing the dirt, smelling the dirt, the grass. It's like getting right into your bedroom and knowing that you're sleeping in your bed. That's how comfortable we feel on the field.
Do you have a favorite memory that keeps coming back to you when you're in Fenway Park, something that you think of often?
You know what? I it's so many memories that I have, but just the atmosphere, the people, the way they felt on days I was pitching, when I would leave the dugout and just hear the people just go crazy about me stepping out on the grass is refreshing. It's really nice to actually go back in time and remember those times.
You got a little taste of that Thursday night. You got back on the mound at the old-time baseball game in Cambridge. First of all, you pitched a couple innings. How's the arm?
The arm is good, believe it or not. I wasn't really max effort whatsoever because I was pitching in rubber cleats, which is unusual. Normally you want to have cleats, and you're kind of afraid to slide a little bit or, you know, have something go wrong in your legs. But I had fun. I competed as well. I was able to do it for a great cause. And also the fact that I got into action brought back so many memories, reactions to the game, like holding the runners and stuff like that. All those memories that we repeated so many years back actually came back last night, and it was great. It was a great feeling.
Still no desire, though, to get back out there, because it's been a while since you've been in a real competitive situation.
No desire. The most I could compete.
See, I'm forcing you out of retirement, right? Trying to push you out of retirement.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. I think the most I could compete is probably going to be another old-timers game like that, or maybe with my kids. Because my kids are eager to take me deep in a real baseball field. And even though they do it all the time in the batting cages, it's not the same.
So how old are your kids, and how close are they to taking you deep, potentially?
They could any moment. They're 16 and 17, so they have enough pop to now take me deep. But we haven't really faced each other in game. I pitched to them. I pitched during batting practice. Of course, those don't count. The ones in real games are the ones that will probably count, and I'll probably go the extra mile to not let them hit it out.
What do you think of this year's team? Are they World Series bound? Are you willing to make any predictions?
I'm willing to say that our team looks like a team that could go to the World Series just like any other team that's in contention right now. The Houston Astros, the Chicago Cubs, the LA Dodgers, even the Yankees look good. Everybody's good, but our team seems to be a complete package right now, so I'm very optimistic about our team.
And now, there have been a lot of comparisons between you and current Boston ace Chris Sale, and back in May, you tweeted that Sale is already surpassing everything I've done. For people like me who've watched you during your prime and win 3 Cy Youngs, what did you mean by that, and sort of what do you think of Chris Sale and what he's done this season?
Well, I'm seeing Chris Sale mature. I'm seeing Chris Sale become steadier every single time out. And just like I said, I think he's richer in abilities than I was. Now it's up to him to maintain his IQ about the game and also remain focused and healthy.
Finally, I have to ask you, John Henry is making a push to change the name of Yawkey Way to perhaps Big Poppy Way or David Ortiz Way. First of all, what do you think of John Henry making that push and taking the Yawkey name off the street beside Fenway Park?
I think it would be a great honor for David, if it's his name that's added to it. But at the same time, you know, Fenway is so traditional that I sometimes I feel kind of, you know, concerned if they, you know, tamper too much with Fenway. I would like to see the tradition continue. I don't know. I'm not totally aware why that's going to happen. But if it's to name it Ted Williams or David Ortiz or...
Or Pedro Martinez?
It would be a great honor, but I don't know. I'm so used to seeing Fenway the way it is. I don't want to see Fenway change all that much more than it has so far.
Pedro, thank you for joining us prior to this Yankees-Red Sox series, and I hope you enjoy the games.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be interesting.